Chapter 21. Veronica's Visit. Dante. It took me a moment to recognize the woman at the door. It was Colette's sister, Veronica. But what did she want? We went into the sitting room where Emma was playing on the floor. I could smell Emma's nappy from where I stood. Should I change her now or wait until Veronica left? I didn't want to appear rude, so I decided to wait. Veronica sat opposite me on the sofa. I don't know if Colette told you, but I'm a social worker. I had a bad feeling about this. She also told me that a girlfriend, Melanie, left a child with you. Veronica looked at Emma quickly. And now you're having to manage the baby alone? I'm not alone. My dad and my brother are helping me. Excuse me, but why are you here? Colette said you were unhappy about this. I was at the beginning, but not now. But you're going to university, she said. No, I'm not going to university anymore. Oh, she said, surprised. So what are you going to do? I'm going to find a job. And who will look after your daughter when you get a job? What will you do when she's ill? Veronica asked lots of questions, one after another. I answered them all and tried not to show that I was angry. Are you managing, Dante? She asked. What do you mean? I can smell that Emma's nappy needs changing, but you're not doing anything about it. Calm down, Dante. Don't get angry. I know it needs changing, but I was waiting until you left. I didn't think you'd be staying so long. Don't let me stop you, she replied. I quickly changed Emma's nappy without saying another word. As I was finishing, Veronica said, Dante, I want to help you. It didn't feel like it. Have you decided to keep Emma with you? She's my daughter, I said. I've only had her a few weeks and I'm still learning, but I know I could be a good dad if I'm given the chance. You're only 17. Nobody expects you to be as patient as an older person or to have the same ability. I didn't agree with her. There are plenty of older parents who hurt their kids or who don't care about them, I said. I'll be 18 in 2 weeks and all my family want to make this work. Good, said Veronica, because if I don't think that this is a good place for Emma, there are a few things that I can do. I picked Emma up and held her close. Would you be talking to me like this if I was Emma's mum instead of her dad? I said angrily. What do you mean? Asked Veronica. You think that because I'm Emma's dad and not her mum, that I must be failing? Well, let's talk about Melanie. She didn't tell me that she was pregnant or when Emma was born. She came here, left the baby, and then went away without leaving an address. And you're ready to criticize me just because of my age and because I'm a man. Dante, I'm on your side, Veronica replied. I can see that you've already bonded with Emma, but there are other things for you to think about. For example, does Emma have a doctor? I'll register her tomorrow, I said. But Emma's staying with me. Veronica gave me her business card and told me to call her if I needed help. I walked her to the door without speaking. I'll be back in a few weeks to talk to you and your dad, she said, just to see how you're all doing. Then she left. Was that a threat or a promise?